Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something that I'm just getting sick and tired of. We're going to talk about something that we all should be sick and tired of. Okay, and today, stoners, we're going to talk about why do black people need acceptance? Let me light my thing. Sour diesel. Anyways, let's talk about it, stoners. We're here. You know, it's not a rare thing that I pop up on you. You never know when I'm coming, but when I come, you know I'm coming with the truth. And the truth is this, stoners. We have a problem, the black community, with acceptance. Huh? Grammys, NBA, NFL, TV, Hollywood, law enforcement. All these things I just named, which are just a few of the things we want to be considered equal into. But all these things that I named, stoners, these things were created without us, was created not for us, and we were tolerated when they finally did let us in. And even to this day, all of that still applies to everything I just named, all of them genres I just named, the Grammys. A man will make a song, a whole album, and in the hood, in the streets, in his community, it is classic. It is a masterpiece. But if he get nominated for a Grammy and don't win, oh, it's a problem. That album was trash and it don't even matter. Why do you need acceptance from old white men who don't understand your music anyway? We had, you know, Soul Train Awards. We have BET Awards. But those awards don't matter to most people, you know. I can't name how many times I sat up here and watched the BET Awards. And somebody would win an award. And here comes somebody else holding their trophy. I'm sorry, such and such was not able to make it. I'm going to accept it on their behalf. You see that like more than none. You know what I'm saying? And it sucks that y'all will show up and show out for the Grammys. Show up and show out for all of these things that were not created for you. If I knit me a pair of pants and you like them, you want them so bad, but they're one of a kind. I created them there for me. And you just keep begging me, protesting. I say, you know what? Here, take the pants. Don't come back to me complaining about the fit. Don't come back complaining about the cloth, because it wasn't made for you to begin with. Huh? Oh, this goes far back, stoners. This goes so far back. This goes back to when black men used to wear perms, but they called it kunk back in the day. Huh? Before the Afro puffs and all that good stuff. That rhymes, haha. But before all that, stoners, oh yeah, remember the Temptations? Before Malcolm X was Malcolm X, he was Malcolm Little, and he had that conk in his head. Looked like big old finger waves in his hair. In that movie, he looked, right when he got it laid down and straight, he turned around to his friends and he said, "Looks white, don't it?" What's wrong with kinky hair? What's wrong with an afro, dreads, braids? Our culture get taken from us, used and borrowed so much. We'll complain about a white boy wearing dreads while your hair is permed down your back. Bruh. A black chick will look at a white girl with braids and gold teeth and be like, "Look at this swamp rabbit," while she got blue contacts and blonde hair flowing from her head. Like, the world is so messed up. Everybody wants acceptance from somebody. And that goes back, you know, everybody wants to fit in. That goes back to when you were a child, how you was raised, you know, peer pressure and all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? And that whole, well, you go, you know, in order to change things, you gotta do it from the inside. That's not always true. And let me ask you this. Why are we trying to change anything? Here's my question. You know, for the young boys trying to get in the NBA, for the young boys trying to get in the NFL, for the young women trying to be in the WNBA, for the young men and young women trying to be on TV, for the young men and young women trying to be in Hollywood, and definitely for the young men and young women trying to be in law enforcement. If the house was not built for you, if the people who run the house don't like you, and the people who frequent the house, who comes in and out the house, really don't like you, what makes you think you're going to be able to change anything, in or outside? That's what we're missing, stoners. And I'm not just talking to my black culture. I'm talking to anybody, any individual who wants to do something. If it's not hurting anybody and or yourself, please go do it. Don't worry about what the next man say. Do you need the NFL? No, you don't. Colin Kaepernick proved that. Do you need the NBA? No, you don't. You want to make a lot of money. That's what you want to do. You want recognition and fame. That's what you want. Right? That's what you want? There were some great men. I forget their names, and I really wish I knew. I wish I did this podcast with notes. But there was a great man that created a little product called FUBU. For us, by us. Do you know within 2 years, that man became a multimillionaire? And then within that same 2 years, FUBU became the laughing stock of the black community? FUBU was not only popular, it was literally in the name who it was for. We had our own clothing brand. Somebody tell me why FUBU is not booming right now. Somebody tell me why FUBU is not in all kinds of stores, why we ain't still rocking FUBU shoes and da 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 da. Why are we not supporting our own? Why do we beg for acceptance from somebody else? You go put on some Giovanni, some Gucci, some Prada. You'll rock that all day, every day. But FUBU is taboo. Oh, come on, man. Why? Like, that's the big question, is why do we need acceptance? Why do we care if they accept us? They dragged us here. And now we're sitting up here trying to be accepted in all their clubs. And then once we get in, got the nerve to complain about how it is. Don't complain about my house, bro. It's not for you. So when you get invited to the Grammys and nominated, you know, when you get to the NBA, the NFL, TV, Hollywood, or even law enforcement, do you? Don't worry about what the next man think or what the next man is doing. Because they're definitely not worried about you. Okay, stoners? This acceptance thing needs to stop. Soul Train Awards pop up. BET Awards pop up. Nobody shows up. You know? We need to learn to get our own. They fear that. They fear us getting our own. Okay? They fear it. Listen, let me bring y'all back. Okay, back in the 1950s, we had this little thing called Black Wall Street. We had grocery stores. We had taxi cab companies, not just with a couple of cabs. I'm talking about with hundreds of cabs. We had bus companies. You know, we had schools. We had our own thing. They were so afraid of that that the Ku Klux Klan came and burned it down. Killed thousands. Now, let me ask y'all a question, stoners. Why is that? You don't want us with your stuff, so we go create our own and you destroy that. Why is that? Why do you think that was? Do you think they're just, it's just evilness, and they're doing something good, let's go get them? You think it's just evil, or do you think there's a reason behind it? You cannot control, dismay, or even destroy a people if they have a great financial backing. Let that sink in, stoners. We had our own and they burned it. That should let you know a lot about what we are capable of and what they are afraid of. We always coming up with our own thing. For some reason, the delusion of inclusion always comes up. We always have to include everybody else, not because we need them, just because it's the quote unquote right thing to do. But is it? There's a lot of black actresses, black rappers, black singers, black anything that can use a shot. But the delusion of inclusion comes up all the time in anything my culture creates. Black Panther was literally a 98% black movie. They had to throw a couple of white boys in there. They just had to. Not because they needed them, not because it was important to the story, but they just had to. My point of this whole podcast, is that America was never built with the intention of including us. So we don't have the right to sit up here and complain about something that wasn't meant for us. You're going to try and make something better that wasn't meant for you. How are you going to make it better? What are you going to do? You're going to change people's minds. You could change the company. You could change the outlook of it. But you're going to literally change a person's minds from hundreds and hundreds of years of pounding into their skull the way of life. Think about this. Slavery was never ended. Slavery never ended. It just transferred from the person to the state. And that's why we have the prison system. Okay, y'all really need to wake up and stop worrying about being accepted. Look in the mirror and make sure you accept yourself before you want the world to accept you. And I guarantee you, once you realize you accept yourself, you're not going to need the world to accept you. You were born by yourself. You'll die by yourself. Even twins come out one at a time. So with all that being said, stoners, please stop worrying about if they care, if he cares, if she cares. As long as you care, you're all right. Please follow me on all my social medias. At Mr. Super Duper BC, that's MrSupaDupaBC. You know, just love yourself, stoners. The best love is self-love. Roll one up and please think about this. I'm so sick and tired of seeing people trying to be accepted by people that never wanted to accept them to begin with. If you're great, you're great. You don't need nobody to tell you that. Validation is not needed when it's already confirmed. Stoners unite!